you get started on the path to financial security. 2797431. And we're about out of time, but I wanted to ask you, you remember your first job, first paying job you ever had, other than maybe cutting grass or working around the house?
Yeah.
Where were you? Where'd you work?
My first paying job was in a grocery store for about 6 months.
You didn't work for Marmaduke, did you?
No, it didn't work for Marmaduke. Marmaduke was too stingy to hire anybody.
He just did it all himself. I too worked in a grocery store. I went to work in the little grocery store in the neighborhood. And this place, this was before there was any mall or the big Winn-Dixie down the road. This was like the hub of the community. Everybody was there. And Saturday was just like thick as thieves. You couldn't stir them. And it was a W.L. Dozier and Son. I worked for the Son, and he was something else. He was something to work for. I learned a lot from him. Him and my daddy taught me just about everything I know about working and how to be somebody, as daddy used to say.
But what you need to do before we sign off is think about, have you modernized your portfolio? Is it fixed where it won't go away? Or if something crashes, could it be messed up someday? You want crash-proof portfolio. So think about that.
Call David Ernest at 279-7431. And I think we're going to do some more of these reminiscing shows.
I love reminiscing.
We'll talk about, something else, maybe TV next time or cars.
Cars. We'll talk about cars.
First girlfriends. Oh, maybe not. No, we might not do that. It's fine to have a show, but it's better to have a home. We'll see you next time here on Health and Wealth with David Ernest. Bad idea. Bad idea. Oof, bad idea.
Matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain for the next several days, really, right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. For tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times could cause some street flooding in spots. Rainfall totals could be significant. High temperatures, mostly low to mid-80s. Lows at night right around 70. Then on Tuesday, things start to get a little bit better as the number of storms start to thin out and we start to dry out.
out.
Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app, plus instant access to all my videos and plus any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. On the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. As always, I am your humble, intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, to be quite honest with you. A man struggling to cope with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Now, this program is the weeknight companion to the original Clearing the Air program, which airs each and every Saturday night from 6 till 9. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for six nights a week. I really appreciate that. Now, tomorrow night I will be joined by the incomparable Postman. And that's kind of where we get into the whole outer space. And I have to tell you, there's stuff that's starting to come out now that verifies everything Postman's been saying about the Nazis, about Mars. Now they're saying there are hundreds of trillions of universes out there, which if you take the Drake equation, which is the equation obviously some cat named Drake came up with, percentage-wise, how many planets are occupied or could have intelligent life. You know, this is a whole new ball game here. We're talking hundreds of thousands of planets that may be just like ours with people just like us on it. We don't know. But that's what physics tells us. Okay, here's the important stuff. Do not believe a single thing you hear. It's not my intention to convince you of anything. It's not my desire to talk you into anything. And it's not my job to forcefully awaken you to the truth. It has to be done. And I don't know that it's doing any good, but I'm going to keep doing it while I can. One of my favorite awakened authors happens to be Dean Henderson out of Missouri. Once again, this is one that you should not miss. He titled this, he wrote this today, Royal Parasites and Black Magicians. We live in a world where reality has been subjugated and inverted. The laws of nature have been trampled upon by a clique of parasitic hoarders who have hoodwinked the vast majority of people into accepting a life of hardship and bondage as a result of an intergenerational reign of terror meted out by those well-dressed, entitlement-demanding bloodsuckers. He pulls no punches. He is from Missouri. Surrounded by a cast of uniformed magicians in fuzzy hats who march around reinforcing the terror trance, these, and I'm using 84 air quotes, royal family welfare cases depend on humanity remaining under the illusion that people who live in castles should be respected rather than reviled. This illusion is etched ever deeper into the human psyche via assassinations, terror attacks, coups, and the occasional world war. The court magician Freemasons are instructed by the Privy Council to obfuscate, confuse, divide, and indoctrinate society. Their job is to create an artificial reality which perpetuates the medieval storyline that these royal thieves and pirates are justified in their history of barbarism to the point that they should be the most respected and deferred to members of society. If you rob a liquor store, they call you a thief. But if you rob a nation, they call you a king. Words to live by, folks. So long as the black magicians can keep this fake reality going, the royals and their gang can continue along their bloody path, concentrating all the wealth of the planet in their undetectable offshore coffers. This while the peasants fight one another, always pointing the finger at some black magician concocted villain. A good example of this was seen recently when the lowercase villain Trump visited the UK. To the Privy Council's delight, the confused peasants busied themselves readying their placards to denounce the assigned villain, whilst completely ignoring his royal parasitic hosts, who, via Cambridge Analytica, put him in charge of the United States Corporation colony to play the necessary villain role. Here, the parasites use Trump as a shield who can, like a magnet, attract all the negative energy and attention away from the real perps. The black magicians use their medium, to gin up this negativity. Finally, the parasites harvest this negativity and feast on it, having put another one over on the sheeple. This methodology is used over and over and over again in society by the Luciferians. Create chaos, anger, resentment, envy, and outright war between and among the masses, then harvest the negativity and bloodshed to reinforce the mass terror simulation grid, which keeps the subconsciously cued peasants cowed towards the royal perpetrators of the terror. All the while, kings and queens remain in the eyes of most water-treading suckers something to strive to become. Just look at any deck of cards, or at the popularity of the Game of Thrones, or at bed sizes, or at who runs a beehive. This black magician inversion of language is everywhere, and it's right in our face. They even call it the Queen's English, for Christ's sakes. If we are to reclaim this world and revert back to the paradise that it once was, we must reject the spells of the Privy Council's black magicians and begin to think and talk like real human beings again. Black must be black, and a tree must be a tree. Human nature is good, just like nature itself. This is the biggest of all the magician lies. It is the royal parasite-created artificial reality which shields evil behind mesmerizing pomp and circumstance, which must be shouted down, mocked, and completely rejected if we are to revive paradise under natural law. Paramount to this is breaking out of their mass terror simulation, which, with the advent of artificial intelligence, will become more pervasive and sophisticated. There's nothing to fear and no reason to fight one another, divide into camps, or jump on the latest outrage negativity bandwagon. Parasites are most easily killed by cutting off their food supply. I love that. And what he's talking about by cutting off their food supply is stop all the negativity. Stop all the fighting. Stop all the fear-mongering. It's pointless. All it does is give them negative energy to feed on. I've talked about this so many times, and I love it when I keep reading articles that bring up the same stuff that I have been telling you for 5 years. It just verifies that what I'm saying is true. Let me give you a couple of quotes. The first step in liquidating a people is to erase its memory, destroy its books, destroy its culture, its history. Then you have somebody write new books, manufacture a new culture, invent a new history. And before long, that nation will begin to forget what it is and what it once was. The struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. Milan Kundera said that. Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson said this: the markets are part of waging war. They are part of the warfare state. Our entire financial system now is geared to this warfare state. That's how it survives. That's how it made a lot of its profits. Not for nothing was HSBC found out for laundering drugs. You know where a lot of those drugs were coming from? Afghanistan. This is a vicious, many-headed animal that we have allowed to grow up, as Eisenhower predicted, and if we're not careful, it is going to eat all of our lunches before it's through with us. You do know that our troops are in Afghanistan guarding the poppy plants, right? You know that, right? That is an absolute positive fact. Yeah, you know, poppy is in heroin. Because the agency is the kingpin of drugs. No question. This is a quote from me. I don't know about y'all, but if you expect me to stick around beating a dead horse as this country continues in its ever-increasing death throes, then you've lost your minds. Moving on, as I have been telling you, $21 trillion of our money, listen to me, our money is missing. Listen to this. I pulled this off Catherine Austin Fitz's website, former Undersecretary of HUD. The missing money issue came to a head in October 2018. The Department of Defense was struggling to complete an audit. Before they finalized the process, as they could not complete an audit, the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board, another acronym, FASAB, issued its Statement 56 with adoption by the GAO and OMB, essentially authorizing secret books with the approval of both the Trump administration in the White House and the Republicans and Democratic leadership in both the House and the Senate. Secret books. In a nutshell, Statement 56, in combination with other classification and black budget laws, gives government agencies and private corporations the ability to make their financial information secret, hidden from the American public, resulting in financial statements that are misleading, provided that they do so based on an argument that the information that they're leaving out or doctoring is related to, guess what? Just take a wild guess. National security. I would say national insecurity, but that's just me. DOD exercised the use of FASAB 56 before finalizing the audit process. What that meant is that the financial report that the Department of Defense published at the completion of its non-audit was meaningless because they made it up. And legally, they can do that now. This is insane. But no one noticed the adoption of FASAB 56 on October 4, 2018 to end federal financial reporting, essentially shredding the Constitution. Now, just 2 days earlier, Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist for The Washington Post, well, he was assassinated at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. In addition, Congress was in the middle of the Kavanaugh nomination hearings and related allegations over the sexual practices of teenagers. Whether murder or sex, the Sheikah meter made sure that the most important story of the year was never mentioned, noticed, let alone understood by the masses. They distracted us, folks. That's what they do. That is their M.O., distract. The adoption of FASAB 56 back in October 2018 has dramatic implications that most Americans and global investors are struggling to fathom. In frustration, I sent the following description to Matt Taibbi as he was writing a piece about FASAB 56 for Rolling Stone magazine. Quote, the story's simple. It's about secret financing for secret armies. The U.S. government just officially changed its governance model from a constitutional republic to fascism through an obscure accounting policy. The U.S. Treasury is free to tax and then borrow from our pension funds, and global and domestic investigators then transfer the money and the assets to private corporations and investors without compensation and without oversight. Think of this as the extension of the bailouts to a permanent open bailout structure and a permanent military-industrial complex, I might add. The White House and Congress just opened a pipeline into the back of the U.S. Treasury and announced to every private army, mercenary, and thug in the world that we're open for business. Every mercenary on the planet is now generating proposed schemes to create business for themselves. That pumps up U.S. corporate profits and campaign contributions. Why do you think Mattis is suddenly out and ads are suddenly running that Blackwater's coming? My advice? Ask now former DOD Secretary Mattis, who opposed mercenary armies, how he feels about using his credibility to arrange significant increases in DOD appropriations and then getting the boot as soon as the mechanism to finance secret armies goes into place. It gets scarier, folks. Listen to this. In December 2018, the ascension of the Bush team and the neocons continued. And you thought the Bushes were out of power? Listen to this. William Barr, does that name sound familiar to you? Attorney General during the George Herbert Walker pedophile Bush administration, was nominated for Attorney General in the Trump administration. Barr served in the Office of Legal Counsel at the CIA back in 1976, when George Herbert Walker pedophile Bush was confirmed as director of the CIA as a result of support from Dick Cheney, the chief of staff, and Donald Rumsfeld, then Secretary of Defense. Barr's job, listen to this, listen very closely, included helping Bush shut down the Church Committee hearings. The Church Committee hearings is how we found out about the CIA's mind control programs, MKUltra. MKUltra. Barr shut it down. And you really believed this man's going to bring the deep state to justice? He is the deep state. As his confirmation hearings proceeded, I wondered, did he see the list of Americans scheduled for assassination to shut the Church Committee hearings down? Did he see my mother's name on the list? It's a long story behind that. It's on her website. They assassinated her parents. It's amazing how events keep coming back around to a few simple things. Perhaps time is circular. I wrote this morning. Here's what I commented at the bottom. Let me put this in simple terms for you, dear listener. Barr is not going to indict Hillary Clinton. He is not going to put a nail in the coffin of the deep state. He is the deep state. You don't get any more deep state than George Herbert Walker, pedophile, reptile, poppy plant, Nazi sheriff Bush. Wake up, folks. Wake up, folks. They're screwing us like there's no tomorrow. Wake up. Oh, boy. Let me give you a headline. As another monster storm approaches, U.S. farms are facing their worst crisis in a generation. We've lost our food supply, folks. As I told you the other night, we have lost our food supply. And here's another headline that should scare the bejesus out of you. FEMA practices thermonuclear detonations in the 60 largest U.S. cities. This was stated yesterday. Governments are preparing for all sorts of threats, from biological weapons to chemical weapons to wildfire. But nothing reaches the force of a nuclear explosion. Even a smaller atomic bomb can create a fireball on the ground that's the size of a stadium and can thus trigger a blast that can paralyze an entire city. Radioactive remains can land hundreds of miles away. The U.S. Civil Protection is already preparing for an extensive use of nuclear bombs against the U.S. Is it based on an early nuclear war? FEMA has recently significantly updated its plans for nuclear disasters. This emerges from a new sensational report by, of all people, BuzzFeed, who describes the new plans as really frightening, a report that receives little attention in the media. This report is based on an exclusive interview with an unnamed U.S. emergency management official. Remarkably, the official indicated that the new FEMA plan is preparing for a scenario involving large nuclear detonations in the 60 largest U.S. cities. Now, this plan was discussed at a two-day National Capitol Hill National Public Health and Disaster Assistance Workshop and included emergency preparedness planning for large-scale thermonuclear explosions by state actors. So far, terrorists have always used dirty bombs, which has changed partly because of the growing tensions between Washington on the one hand and Moscow, Beijing on the other, of course, as well as developments in North Korea. Luis Garcia, head of FEMA's Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Division, told BuzzFeed, "We are looking at detonations from 100 kilotons to 1,000 kilotons. For comparison's sakes, in the current FEMA minutes of this meeting, are still atomic bombs with a blasting power of 1 to 10 kilotons recorded, which corresponds to those first bombs that we used in World War II, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. FEMA's updated response plan is reported to include mass preparations to deal with potential nuclear attacks on 60 of America's largest urban centers and the setting up of medical services to cope with all the various non-direct accidental consequences that would result from such attacks." How about that? Well, they're also saying it could be a combination attack. The agency has considered scenarios in which a nuclear bomb, a cyber attack, a coordinated EMP, and biological weapons hit us simultaneously. That is scary, folks. I believe with all my heart, I know in my heart, that America is Babylon. We're running the Babylonian system. We are Babylon. If you read in the Bible what happens to Babylon, well, there you go. And nukes would pretty much, that would answer the description that the Bible gives us. In other headlines, Spike Lee is comparing Georgia's abortion battle to the Montgomery bus boycott. I don't understand why more African Americans, blacks, Negroes, whatever term you want to use, just don't use the N-word. That makes me mad. I don't understand why they are not up in arms over this crap, like they were comparing the struggle of the homosexuals to the black civil rights struggle. Are you freaking kidding me? Where's all these so-called black leaders? Why are they not up in arms going, wait a minute? But they're not. Imagine that. What are the chances? Here's another headline. Oh, crazy eyes, AOC says her rooftop pool and private massage rooms, well, those are basic human rights. What about flying cars, AOC? When do we get our flying cars? I'd really like to know when I'm going to get my damn flying car. I don't think it's going to happen. As you may or may not know, Tuesday, there was a vote taken to give, or to grant, rather, excuse me, it's not give, it's grant, illegal aliens amnesty. We had seven Republican traitors who voted with the Democrats, and they would be Don Bacon from Nebraska, Mario Diaz-Balart, Florida, Brian Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania, Will Hurd, that's a beautiful name for a Texan, Will Hurd, I Will Hurd them gals, Texas, Dan Newhouse, Washington, Chris Smith, New Jersey, and Fred Upton from Michigan. Yes, these Republicans voted with the Democrats to give illegals amnesty. This is just unbelievable, folks. One more thing while I have time. Twitter has erupted over a purported, they claim that Trump said the moon is a part of Mars. Well, that's absolutely not true. I went and looked at the tweet. Well, let me just read you the story. Today, 3 o'clock, is the date. President Donald Trump on Friday tweeted out a mysterious Mars comment that has social media users blasting off their best jokes. For all the money we're spending, NASA should not be talking about going to the moon. We did that 50 years ago, President Trump wrote. They should be focused on the much bigger things we're doing, including Mars, parentheses of which the moon is a part, defense and science. Now, the tweet came one day after NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine told USA Today that the space agency will not be able to land astronauts on the moon by 2024, unless, of course, Congress gives the Trump administration $1.6 billion for them to do that. Here's the deal. We know the media is totally controlled and treasonous. They hate Donald Trump because he's not a politician. He's not a globalist, as far as we know. I think they're purposely twisting his words to make sport of him. What he meant was the operation to return to the moon and the operation to land a man on Mars, they're part of the same ambitious NASA program. Not that the two celestial bodies in space are part of one another. The media knew that. They just want to twist his words to make fun of him because that's what they do. The question they should be asking is why NASA purportedly destroyed all of the stuff that got us to the moon initially. You know, that stuff's gone. NASA destroyed it. And let me ask you a question. I mean, is it just me, or if you've just accomplished arguably the greatest feat ever for a human being, as far as we know, on this planet, would you destroy the technology and the equipment that did that for you? What world are these people living in? That's impossible. They wouldn't do that. I'm beginning to think we didn't go to the moon. That's kind of what it tells me, is there was nothing to destroy. They lied about it. Yeah, I know, it's crazy to believe the government would lie. But God, that's a conspiracy theory, right? Yeah, the government would never lie to us. Why in the hell would they destroy all that stuff? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Because we never went to the moon. There was no equipment. So when they're told to drag this stuff out of mothballs, let's fire it back up and let's send somebody to the moon again, they can't, because we never went to begin with. So to cover their butts, they're claiming, we threw it away. Yeah, that's it. We threw it away. Yeah. Swear to God, threw it away. Yeah. Actually, we had hired a couple of janitors, and they were new, and they didn't know better. And they went into the room, and they loaded it up, and they threw it in the dumpster. It's gone. Sorry. We don't have that anymore. We accidentally and totally not on purpose threw it away. That's what happened to it. Swear to God, yeah. I can actually see that happening. Just like those 85 films of whatever hit the Pentagon on 9/11. What videos? What are you talking about? The 85 videos you confiscated, you know? Those videos. Oh, those videos. Oh, those. Well, doggone it. You know, we hired a new guy up in records, and he accidentally misplaced them. We can't find them. Now, we don't know what happened to them. No, can't find them. And then the next thing you know, well, we accidentally destroyed them. They're probably out there hanging out with all the electronic equipment that NASA used to get us to the moon. That's probably where those 85 tapes of whatever hit the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11. They're probably all hanging out together, just having a good old time, you know? That's probably where they are. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. We have been so misled, folks. So misled. It's unbelievable. All this YouTube stuff that's going on, I'm waiting. You know, one of my channels, my initial channel with 406 videos, is gone. It's gone. The one I fired back up a couple of years ago, I think I'm up to 221 videos. I figure it'll be gone soon. They'll get rid of it because it's all, quote, conspiratorial. You know, things that I pull out of my body, that's conspiratorial. Right. Well, the government's looking at breaking up this monopoly, and I tell you, they better. But kind of like the indictment of Hillary Clinton, I just don't think it's going to happen because Google was created by elements within our government and is part of elements within our government, and they don't eat their own. I just don't see it happening. But it's getting crazy. They're eliminating and deleting conservatives, and you've got some really crazy people out there on the left that are saying crazy things, and they're allowed to keep their websites, their video sites, their YouTube channels, and it doesn't make sense. Now, one thing I've got going for me is I have never monetized my videos. I just don't think it's right to make money off the truth. That's why I don't take money for doing this show. I don't monetize my videos. It's not right.